New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. They offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market. Available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract that can provide growers even more golden opportunities. Regardless of which golden opportunity is right for your farm, a golden field is sure to bring you more opportunity for profit. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com. And be sure to follow him on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, thank you very much. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he is Archer Financial Services down there in Chicago's Dennis Smith. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mac.
On LaSalle Street, or where are you guys located, your office there?
Yeah, I'm at the Board of Trade in Chicago, so LaSalle and Jackson, that's correct.
Things pretty quiet there lately, or what's happening?
Yeah, pretty quiet. Most people still working from home. I come into the office, me and one other broker out of about 20. Someone asked me why, and I said, because that's what I've been doing for 34 years. That's what's normal. And I'm really pushing for normalcy.
Man, so am I. Let's all get back to going out to eat. I miss going out to restaurants.
So do I.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Concerts and, extension meetings and everything, and going to conventions and all that, pretty important. So, well, let's see. We must have had a correction day today in pretty much everything, huh?
Oh, boy, the meats got roughed up, Mac. December hogs limit down. There was not a large pool of sell orders, so doesn't mean we even open lower tomorrow, but the hogs got beat up on. December hogs are at a sharp discount to the index, and we just don't see the index going lower, so I was pretty surprised by the action today. It's not meaningful as far as a technical action. We're still above major support levels, and quite frankly, I'm not a believer, certainly not a seller down here, and looking for this market to turn back around.
The charts, are they indicating that we're just going to stay down, or is it the funds which have vacated their long positions? Are we going to be down here for a while?
Well, the funds have been liquidating in the cattle market, but not really. That's not really the case in the hog market. So we're still, we spent most of September in the December hogs, say, between 62 and 65. So we're still above 66 right now. So, we've still been in an uptrending market, volatile for sure. But I expect the market to trend upward. We're bullish into the expiration of the December hog contract, Mick. I think this market goes on higher.
Good deal. But this will inspire producers to maybe, and this can happen in hogs and chickens, not so much in beef, pretty quickly. We can start ramping up production. Could this be not a good thing?
Well, not a good thing, but the hog industry hopefully will refrain from such. We're actually started a little bit of a contractionary phase because of the tremendous losses experienced in the last 6 months to 8 months. So we're actually thinking that hog supplies numbers will get extremely tight between now and the end of the year.
Okay. Well, now, this is at a period where China has been buying a lot of our pork from all over the world. But what have you heard about their hog production? Are they're ramping back up?
That's what they're telling us, Mick. So I always take that with a grain of salt. I don't really listen closely to what they're telling us, and I watch very closely what they actually do, what their behavior is. And the behavior is that they've imported and bought a record amount of pork from us this year, and they continue to ship a record amounts. And so that's the behavior is much more important than what they say. They say that they've had nearly a full recovery in the herd, and I would tend to believe that to be nearly impossible.
Yeah, considering that 40% of their they were down at least 40%, if not more, and their hog herd. So that's a I mean, they have the largest hog herd in the world there.
Yeah, they claim now that they're back up to 80% of what they were before African swine fever. And again, it's just not likely to be the case.
Okay. All right, jumping over to the grains, kind of a correction day there also, huh?
Well, corn 2.5 higher, and the bull spreads in the corn continue to be remarkable. And even the July D spread, Mick, that we are involved with, long July 21, short December 21, that spread moved 4.25 cents today. Tremendous move in the corn spread. So when did you ever see the July D's corn spread move more than the front month corn contract, which was up 2.5? We're real bullish corn right now, Mick. I think December corn is going to 450 before it finds meaningful resistance.
Wow. And well, that's a good thing. So are you encouraging farmers to keep it in the bin for a while?
Oh, yes. We want to store corn. The beans, you sell the beans out of the field. There's no incentive to store beans. November soybeans are at 1074. March beans are at 1058. Sell the beans. Don't store the beans. Replace with calls or call spreads if you want to retain ownership. But you want to hold this corn. You want to store the corn. I'm confident the storage will be paid for more so by rising prices. And in fact, we put out a special corn report this week.
All right, at Archer, how can producers take a look at that?
Yeah, well, they can give us a call and we can email it to them. So the 312-242-7905.
Gotcha. Now, how long could this inverted market go? Because there is no carry in the market. The roulette wheel of the futures market, usually it pays to gamble, and the deferred contracts are usually higher than the front months, and that's not been the case.
Yeah, not the case right now in the soybean market. You're exactly right. We are totally inverted, and that's a sign of very strong demand. And this is a demand-led market, and it's a more comfortable market to trade, Mick, because it's not dependent upon the next weather forecast. So, in other words, this is unlikely to change quickly. It's unlikely to reverse, and this market is headed higher, in our opinion. And we'll continue to be an impressive market.
Yeah. All right. Well, in the corn, 450 in the December. I mean, we only got 24 cents to go. We could do that in a couple of days.
Maybe. We'll see. But that's a major resistance. And I'm not saying that's where it will stop. But I'm saying that it's caught a lot of people off guard. And a lot of people are scratching their heads, not knowing what to do.
Well, even with a kind of a down day generally, corn finishing up 2.5, that was the strongest finish out there. Let's see, just a little bit on wheat. Any inside info on the wheat market, Dennis?
We've seen some high prices, five-year highs in the wheat. Now it's starting to back off a little bit. Less than ideal growing conditions or germinating conditions for the winter wheat here in the United States. And the same problem in Russia. It's been so dry there, they say they can't even get wheat to germinate, and they're getting past their window. There's talk that Russia will start banning exports of their Russian wheat to protect their own food security. So we're just seeing some unusual weather developments contributing to a very strong wheat market.
Dennis Smith, Archer Financial Services. Always appreciate your keen insight. How do producers get a hold of you?
Yeah, 312-242-7905.
Have a good rest of the week. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you very much.
You bet.